Hey, Mindy, are you repainting your gingerbread walls?
Well, kinda. It's more like I'm refrosting my gingerbread walls, but with color.
Let me see that can of frosting. Roy G. Biv's semi-gloss icing. Huh.
And I'm experimenting with different colors. See, I just add some blueberry juice to the white frosting for a little blue, and then I squeeze in a beet to add some purple hues, and then
I think you might have to mix your frosting colors a little later because we've got a game show to do.
Oh, I knew I was forgetting something. Roll the tape.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after working from home or hardly working, it's Two Whats and a Wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Two Whats
and a Wow!
Hello, Wowzers, and welcome back to another edition of Two Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats.
Now, before we dive into today's round, let's review where we left off on Friday.
On Friday, we gave you three scientific facts about crustaceans, and we challenged you to guess which one was the true wow.
Was it A, hermit crabs make their own shells?
Or was it B, there's a 90% chance a lobster will favor their right claw and a 10% chance they'll favor their left claw?
Or was it C, lobsters have teeth in their stomachs and pee out of their eyes?
I wonder which one's the wow. Well, it looks like we have a wowzer with the answer. Please welcome by telephone Evelyn from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. I'm Evelyn. I live in Phillipsburg, Pennsylvania. I have two wow in the world. First, lobsters have their teeth in their stomach. Second, lobsters pee out of their eyes. Say hi to Reggie.
Yeah! Yeah! Winner, winner, lobster pee for dinner. Congratulitos, Evelyn. That is correct. The answer is C. Lobsters have teeth in their stomachs and pee out of their eyeballs.
And believe it or not, lobsters have little openings called urine release nozzles right under their eyes. And sometimes they'll even urinate in each other's faces as a way of communicating.
Who knew lobster conversations are pretty much just one big pee-pee party?
Whew, I had no idea.
Now, for those of you who guessed that the answer was A, hermit crabs actually do not make their own shells. Instead, they exchange their shells with other hermit crabs as they get bigger.
And if you chose B, there's actually an equal chance that a lobster's dominant claw could be their right side or their left side.
Guy Raz, tell our winning wowzers what they've won.
Mindy, all of our winning wowzers today will be taking home their very own invisible lobster goggles!
These bright red goggles with mini claws on the sides are sure to make you the talk of the ocean. They include signature patented release nozzle technology that sprays apple juice whenever you talk to your friends or family members.
Once again, congratulations to all of our winning contestants. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll play today's round of Two Whats and a Wow.
Two Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Pinna. Pinna is the only audio streaming service that combines original podcasts, music, audiobooks, and more, expertly curated for kids 3 to 12. Engage your kids with entertaining and educational audio content, from comedy to sci-fi and mystery to adventure, all ad-free and screen-free. Pinna is a Parents' Choice Foundation Gold Award winner and KidSafe certified. Visit pinna.fm/NPR to start your free trial today.
That's it. Back to the show.
Welcome back to Two Whats and a Wow, the game show that separates the wows from the whats.
All right, Mindy, it's time to move on to today's round.
Our category for today is color.
Mindy, please tell our contestants how the game works.
Wowzers, we are about to present you with three scientific facts about color. But, and this is a big but, only one of those facts will be a true wow. The other two, just totally made up what?
All right, Mindy, let's get started. Wowzers, which of the following scientific facts about color is a true scientific wow?
Is it A, the human eye can distinguish or recognize green more than any other color?
Or is it B, mosquitoes are attracted to lighter colors?
Or is it C, the first color that human babies can recognize is blue? One more time. Is it A, the human eye can distinguish or recognize green more than any other color?
Or is it B, mosquitoes are attracted to lighter colors?
Or is it C, the first color human babies can recognize is blue?
When you think you know the answer, write it down.
And whisper it to your stuffed animals.
And check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we've got a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Color Creator.
We challenge you to make your own color from scratch. You can mix different paints together, combine different colors of crayons.
You could even use food coloring and frosting. And once you've created your original color, give it a name. Is it a Bob? A Wanda?
And when you finish, see if you can make your color some complimentary friends.
Yeah, while you're mixing your colors, notice how some colors work great together and some do not. Experiment with different colors to see what works and what doesn't.
And once you've created your colors, take a photo. Grown-ups, you can upload photos to us at tinkercast.com/share, and we'll share them on our Instagram feed.
And be sure to check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game. Plus, we'll have a new challenge and another round of...
Two What's in a Wow was produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Anya Grundmann and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World, and our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time, keep on wowing!
Made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.